Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show. We do have a 24hourstream.com at monstrousradio.com. So make sure you check that out. But this is our live show. I am E Monster. Thank you for tuning in, because I know you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me, the DJ of the hour. So I don't forget, the show is interactive. You can comment, leave messages for us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Everything is /monstrousradio or DJ E Monster. So, all right, go ahead and make that happen. So, all right, y'all know what today is. Today is a big day. You dig? We interviewing the cast members of Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, TV, the Chicago edition. So, I got both the producers on the house tonight. Say that, this is Tristan. What's good, bro?
What's going on, E Monster?
Shit, nothing much. Just getting it in on this monstrous Monday, ready to get this interview started along with everybody's week. You did. How you feeling, my brother?
I'm great. I mean, you know, I'm at home now, because I'd have been on the show like all this week, so now I get my own little interview tonight. So it's pretty cool. You know, I'm excited. I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to answer all the nice questions that the viewers may have and that you may have tonight for me.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, you've been around here enough, bro. I might have to start filing you on my taxes. I'm just saying. Hello. I think you got the other producer on the line with you. Who is that? Hello.
Don't hit Tristan.
Well,
you
can introduce
yourself,
bro.
We
got the co-producer in the house tonight.
Hey, everybody. I'm on Ryan Craig, co-producer of the show.
Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, bro, you ready to get it in tonight on Monstrous Radio? I know you ain't did no interview with me yet, but, hey, I'm definitely going to get it to you, because, hey, it's monstrous around here. This ain't no puppet show. I'm just saying. I hope you're ready, bro.
Right. I'm ready.
All right, that's what's up. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into this music. As y'all know, this is where the independent artists that are underground, they live above ground, and they make quakes. You dig? So, all right, we're going to play, like, two independent artists, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get into this interview with these guys from Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, TV, Chicago Series. So, all right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into the show. I'd like to thank all y'all for coming here. This is my house. So, hey, welcome to my place. You dig?
Yeah. Hi, yo. Remix to my place. Remix. I had to do it. So, check it out. This is for the band. Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready?
Yeah, okay. I be treating
You dig? So, go ahead, kick back, homie. We gon' keep it knocking. E-Monster, I'm out.
Check it out. Seeing that it's all about the show tonight. Here's one of the artists, you dig, that's on the show. He goes by the name of Ice Mike. He can't make it tonight. Now, if you've seen the episode last night, like most of us did, you dig, usually when people make an interview and they don't make it, I talk about when I catch up to them, I'm going to bust his ass. But I seen Ice Mike last night on the show. He a little thug. I ain't fucking with him. I'm just saying, I just want to know what's wrong with him. This is Ice Mike. What's wrong with him? Let's get it in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be putting in work. I'll be putting in
work.
I hate these niggas talking about Ice Man. You need to go ahead and just network.
Oh, fuck it. I want to see how your girl network. Ha, get it? It's funny how I just rewind that shit like an episode of the Rugrats. Damn, I'm like fucking my hair, bro. Yeah, that shit is mighty long, damn. I don't really give a damn, cause the first off, nigga, I'm finna go in. Goddamn, what's wrong with these niggas nowadays? Talk about me like I'm falling off. What the fuck wrong with these bitch niggas all day?
What the fuck wrong with them? What the fuck wrong with them? They can hold my dick, say it got a problem, goddamn, no home. What the fuck wrong with them?
Shout out to everybody that supported me since day one. I'm making my city come up. Goddamn, you know how it goes, son. Shot town, stand up. In the base, stand up, nigga, throw your ones up. For the light is up, pass them more round, niggas, if you feel it in the crowd, throw them up, bitch. What the fuck wrong with them? What the fuck wrong with them? I'm feeling kinda under pressure nowadays, but I don't really give a fuck, so tell me what's wrong with them. I'm just freestyling. If these niggas didn't know, yeah, I'm in the booth now. I got my sayings on these, if I don't mind, nigga, I still see you dope, nigga. It's high as hell, I'm a guy. Same kinda talking to me. He's saying, I might go here, just get a shit. I'ma just pause right there, damn. No deal yet, though. But I'ma still be me though. Ain't no Hollywood nigga like Izzo. Nigga, go ahead, just see that. What the fuck wrong with him?
What the fuck wrong with him?
I don't really give a fuck about these niggas. Goddamn, what the fuck wrong with him?
Really?
What the fuck wrong with him?
I don't know.
Where these bitches at?
Where they at?
Snapchatting me and shit, nigga.
Click.
Who the fuck does that?
Damn.
Yeah. Ice Mike, right here on Monsterous Radio. So, all right, we're going to get into this interview. 424-243-9649. Call us up right now if you want to ask him a question, make a comment about the show, show support, whatever you want to do. But we're going to do that right after this.
And this is a Monsterous Radio public service announcement. Hey, fellas, we gotta stop being so hard on these girls with the bad feet. That's right, I said it, girls with bad feet. Yeah, her feet look like two flat footballs trying to flick you off, but it is what it is. We gotta start using these girls to our advantage. Shit, you got hardwood floors and you got that little nail up that catches your sock every morning? Hey, she can come into the crib and knock that down for you.
Hammer toe.
You got some carpet with the loose carpet in the middle of the room. She'll come over and knock that out. You dig? So we got to start using these girls to our advantage. Let's stop being so disrespectful. Yeah, her feet smell like two monkey soup from the Mump Water Collection. But that's not that bad.
No.
Just make her sleep with her feet out the window.
Ooh,
hey, you got that boat on your carburetor that ain't coming off for the past 6 weeks.
Damn it.
Hey, girl, go on, stick your feet in there.
Yeah.
Go on, twist your knuckles. No, bitch, make a fist. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I love you. See, you can always use a girl with some bad feet to your advantage. So when you got a girl with the hammer toes, exploit her ass. You dig? And that's a public service announcement for Monsterous Radio. Get it? Cacao, cacao.
That's right. So next time you date a woman and her feet look like peanut brittle and shoestring, don't get rid of her. Explode her ass. So that's what they do. So I remember, call us up, 424-243-9649. So, hey, we're about to get into this interview now. Hey, we always tell people when you listen to the music, listen on your speakerphone. But now is the time, if you're going to talk on the line, actually, if you're on your phone, period, just go ahead, take it off your speakerphone and switch it to your regular phone. Because we get a lot of feedback in the background. If you have on your speakerphone, we'll get echo, and we'll have to pass you up on the question. So, all right, let's go over here and get into it and talk to Mr. Tristan himself, the man of the hour. What's good, bruh?
What's going on? What's going on? I'm ready. I'm excited. I just got to get one little shout-out real quick to Ice Mike.
Okay.
You know, if you is listening, Ice Mike, you know, man, I love your music. Man, when I tell you, every time I hear that song, I can't dance, but I think I was doing a little dancing a minute ago. But
okay.
His
like
music
the curl
is off the chain. Make sure y'all really stay tuned to his music this season. I'm telling you, Ice Mike is doing big things right now. So, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, all right, you've been around here enough, bro. You know how we do it. We do the Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. Used to have a weatherman, but we used to pay him in food stamps. Now he thinks he's too good, but when I catch him, I'm going to bust his ass. So go ahead and tell the people again where you at, bro, and what's the weather like. Hello.
South side of Chicago, Chi-Town baby in the house.
Right now,
it's a little chilly outside. You know, the summertime is leaving us now. So, unfortunately, we're dealing with 66 degrees right now. I'm sorry, I'm corny. I'm looking at my phone. But we're dealing with 66 degrees right now.
Okay, that's what's up. So, Orion, right? That's your name, right? So, you in the same spot?
Yes. Yeah, I'm in Chicago, too, south side.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So,
it's pretty chilly outside, so.
It is? Okay.
It feels good. I'm loving it. I hate the heat anyway, so.
I know, right?
Come on board.
Wait,
a fan every night.
And I bet y'all complaining in the wintertime how cold it is. Hey, it is.
I don't complain. I don't get cold easy.
Yeah, I get hot easy. So ask my mama that if she's listening.
Okay. We definitely going to check in with everybody on the line here just a bit. So, all right, Tristan, you know how we started out. You did, besides the show, besides being a big-time producer and all them other things, I mean, who are you as a person? I mean, are you a father, cashier, CEO? I mean, who are you outside of the TV show? Who are you as a person so people can get to know you?
Well, you know, not comparing me to that last night's episode. Last night's episode, I was a different person because people pissed me off. But the real me, you know, I'm sweet.
Yeah, you
I'm
be getting
genuine,
mad.
I'm loyal. Well, okay, Monster, we ain't gonna go there.
My bad.
So anyway, I'm loyal. I'm genuine. You know, I'm just a down to earth person until somebody pissed me off. You know, my job is my show. That's what I am outside the show. I'm a producer. I work behind the scenes. I work with Orion. Me and him do all the editing together. We, you know, that's me outside the show. So, you know, stay tuned to other stuff, too, that may be happening soon.
Okay. So, all right, bro, so tell us about how did you get into producing any type of show, let alone a reality show?
Well, when I realized I wanted to do a reality show, I didn't know I was going to be the producer until it dawned on me. I was like, oh, shit, if I'm going to do a reality show, that means that I'm the producer of it. And when I start putting stuff together, when I start planning things out, getting the cast members together, I was like, okay, you know, maybe I do know what I'm doing when it comes down to this. Because I don't like doing stuff if I don't know what I'm doing. So, like, I've seen a lot of reality shows, like Real Housewives of Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, two of my favorite reality shows. And I just saw how the producers worked with they show. So, you know, I took a little bit of their ideas, but then I twisted it into my own little idea. You know, like if I'm cooking, I don't make it the same way the cookbook says it. I might do a little twist to it. So I put a little twist into making a show.
Right.
You know, my goal was to change the game, you know, and you would get to see that once you continue to watch the season. We do a little things different over here at HLR. If y'all don't know what HLR means, it's Hustle, Loyalty, Respect. We do things a little different from other reality shows. Because I don't know why they don't do it like we do it, but, hey, we're changing the game over here. You know, maybe they can learn something from us, because I'm sure they're learning a lot from them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right,
pretty
right.
much.
Okay. So, I mean, how did it feel Sunday night knowing your show has just aired? And, obviously, I seen your numbers. We're going to put it out there. We want everybody to go over there and check it out. But how does it feel to be some sort of a success, you know, with your show? How did it feel that moment after the show went off? With anxiety, how did it feel?
To be honest, I've been working on the show for 2.5 years. Once again, I done had so many doors shut in my face. I have been played. I done had these people working with me. Then to the next day, these people's not working on with me. I done had so many bad days when it came down to producing and creating the Hustle, Loyalty, Respect. So looking at it yesterday, and I got to give it to you, Orion, big thanks, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, big thanks for the editing that you did for the show, honestly. And when I saw it, it was like me and my friend, I'm going to say his name, but we were just talking about it today. I was like, I almost wanted to cry because it's like, wow, my baby is really coming to life. Now I have to buy Pampers. Now I have to buy formula and feed them and all of that stuff. It's all coming to life. And I'm just blessed. I'm humble. I'm excited. And I talked to another one of my friends today. He was like, listening to people really acknowledge that I'm really trying to do something big is nice. It really is. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I really never had that much growing up. So listening to it now, I really got much love for everyone that's on Team Tristan. Hashtag Team Tristan. I really appreciate all the support from my family, friends, viewers, you, E-Monster. You know, and we just met, but you came on board, and you've been a big, very big supporter to my show. And Orion, my cast members, even though they get on my nerves, but my cast members, my camera crew, everybody, thank y'all so much y'all been giving us. Y'all, look, y'all the reason why we're doing a season 2. All the support people hitting me up like, oh, can I come on for season 2? Can I do season 2? I'm like, ooh, okay. You know, it's really nice. Somebody told me today, someone wrote on my Facebook page today, was like, oh, my gosh, Tristan, you like one of my favorite cast members on the show. I love your personality. And I was like, oh, thank you. You know, I'm not used to hearing that, but thank you. That was pretty cool.
Right.
You know, that was all of this is really pretty damn cool.
Right. So how'd you end up with Orion? I mean, how'd you end up meeting him?
Brandon introduced me to Orion, but when me and Orion, when we first hooked up on editing and him being a cameraman, me and Orion we became friends, and it was like his work ethic was so real. I loved how he worked. When he do something, he don't branch off from. He stay loyal and he stay real to what he do. When we were at it and talked about the show, how we're gonna film it and stuff like that, he give good ideas. His loyalty is what made me say, look, boo, you got to be my co-producer. Because we're already going to be working together a lot anyway. Since you're my cameraman, I got to be in your ear all day anyway, in your face. So you have to be my co-producer. Because, honestly, Orion, his loyalty is what made me just say, look, come on board. His work, he's a hard-working person. Really. He really is.
Okay. Well, let's
so
check in with Orion.
That's how he came on.
Okay. Well, let's check in with him right quick. So, you know how the question, bro. So, who are you outside of being the cameraman or editor or whatever, whatnot, with the show Who is you as a person? You dig? I mean, are you a cashier, a father, a player, a pastor, a pimp? I mean, who are you as a person? Hello.
Well, I can say that I'm a lot of things. I'm a Christian. I go to church every Sunday. I am a director, of photography, filmmaker, producer. I have my own production company. I love making movies. I'm a person that really wants to do something positive, especially in my city, Chicago. I love my city, and I want to be a person that I can be a role model to younger people, that they don't have to go down a road of negative things. They can go and be positive and strive to something to be great, instead of being great in something that would be negative and it will only lead to destruction in their life. That's like the type of person I am. I'm very positive minded. I work hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what got you into doing movies? Seeing that that's your favorite. I mean, what got you into doing the movies?
Movies, I've always enjoyed watching movies. I've always, like when I would go to concerts or churches and stuff, I would always look at the camera and production side of it. It's always interests me. And so I always say one day I want to manage that. And then when I would watch movies, I would watch the DVDs and watch behind the scenes and stuff. And I was really into that. And so one day I found an editing program on my computer and started playing with it, and I fell in love with it. And I haven't stopped. And so,
okay.
I just grew from that, and I started making movies for myself. I went to schools to learn about making movies, and now I'm in Columbia College, my first year, studying cinematography.
What's up? Okay, that's what's up. So, all right, so what drew you to Tristan and doing this show with him and the rest of these crazy-ass cast members?
What drew me to the show was Brandon. He recommended me to Tristan. We had just graduated from high school, Simeon. And I made a video for our graduating class because I was part of the yearbook. So I made a little celebration video for it, and everybody was really feeling it. They were really liking it. And so when Brandon saw it, he recommended me to Tristan because he knew Tristan needed somebody to shoot for him and make the show. And so I talked to Tristan. We had worked out schedules and stuff, and eventually we was going to shoot and make this thing. And so after that, we started talking and became friends. And that's how I really became, like, really interested in the show. It was mainly because of what he told me, like, the summary of the show. It was a very positive thing he said. He was trying to exploit the goodness. Yeah, showcase, exploit how great people in Chicago are, because for a long time now we've been put in a dark place of being Chirac, and we want to get away from that ideal of us being a bad city. And so he wanted to use young black people to show that we are positive and we have goals and we're going to strive to achieve it. And so I really liked that about it. And so I was like, yes, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to do this first. And so that's why I joined the show.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Bro, you definitely put it out there, because that was definitely my next question, you know, because talking about how you're trying to do stuff, you know, to help influence the kids and everything, because, you know, that is a big thing right now, you know, the definition that goes on Chicago, whether it be Chi-Town or Chi-Rack. You know what I mean? A lot of people, they don't even want people to say it no more. You dig? There's some people that hold on to it.
I hate the word Chi-Rack. I hate it.
Can I say something real quick?
Now we're about to go to the party, but we'll be right back. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, bro. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, bro.
I'm about to say, damn, do we got commercials? But anyway, no, what I was another thing to add on to what you said, Orion, another goal was that Chicago, we don't really have any reality shows, and reality shows is really big right now. That's what's hot. So when you look at Atlanta Housewives, we in Atlanta, we in LA, New York, et cetera, and it's like Chicago don't have anything. And Chicago, we very talented. We a lot of people can draw, write, do hair. Chicago can showcase a lot. That's why everybody on my show can do something, either music or hair, producing, songwriting. They can do something. And that's what I was really trying to do. Like, and then another thing about other reality shows, they showcase the rich. You know, let's see how us middle class people live. You know, I wouldn't say anybody on the show is poor. But let's see how us middle class people live. I would consider all of us middle class. So I was like, okay, you know, I would like to see people around my level. Let's see how we get down. You know, let's start watching all the reality shows that's always about rich people, which some of them really not even rich. They write a little picture and make it look like they rich, but some of them really not. Maybe Stevie J. But that was one of my other. That was my main goal when I first started it. Like, let's focus on middle class in Chicago. Let's see how we live. You know, we're not that far different from people that's rich. If you pinch me up and you pinch Beyonce, we both gonna feel pain. So, you know, that was one of my main goals when I first started it.
Right, right. Beyonce might got a better doctor, but y'all gonna feel the same. It is what it is. So, all right, go ahead, either one of you guys, you know, just kind of sum up a little bit about last night's episode, you dig? And then we're going to go over here to the lines, you know. We got Malcolm, we got some other people, and we're going to see what type of questions they got for the HLR cast members on our Monsters Radio Live with E-Monster show tonight.
Last night's episode was nice. It was the beginning. I like to say it was the beginning of the biggest thing that's going to happen this season. Unfortunately, y'all did not get to see Mia, but she do make her debut next week. Me and her, we going out to eat, and we going to eat some pot bellies. So y'all get to see that if y'all saw the little preview from last night. Last night's episode, you got to see me and Chrissy and Brandon have a discussion about Mia and about our relationship. Chrissy, she said some stuff about me behind my back. You know, I confronted her about it, and I confronted her about it off camera. That's the crazy part. I confronted her off camera, and then she blindsided me and brought it back up. Like, so you think I'm fake? And I was like, oh Jesus, this is about to go down. And we're in a grocery store like that. I'm like, this is about to go down in this grocery store, because I'm a person that I'm gonna stay strong to what I said. I'm not gonna backpedal. If I called you fake, that's what I feel. I'm not gonna change that. It is what it is. And she didn't like that I called her fake. But for a person,
I thought
that
you were gonna bust
going
into salad dressing for a second.
Now she may be a fool, but she ain't a damn fool now. But you know, I called her fake because she had side conversations behind my back to Mia. That's the thing. You had side conversations, but you didn't confront me and tell me anything about how I run my show. If you got a problem with how I run my show, then you should probably talk to me, because I know I ain't gonna stay on something that's bogus. But she had side conversations. I confronted her and I told her that you was fake for you never talked to me. And that is what it is, and I ain't backpedaling. And now what Brandon said last night, I don't know. He has his own little problems. He has his own little problems with us. But that's pretty much. And then you got to see Darius. Man, you know, looking at the first episode, Ice Mike, you right, he's like a gangster. Ice Mike, he keep it real. I was like, me hanging out with him, he's not like that, but looking at the episode, I was like, he was coming for everybody. Whoever he worked with, he talked about his ex-manager. He talked about the producer at the studio.
Talked about Mia.
He talked about Mia. I'm like, damn, this dude ain't playing. But, hey, he was letting his feelings out. You know, I saw a different side of him.
He said he don't sugarcoat nothing.
Right. I like that. Mm-hmm. He don't sugarcoat anything. He's a real person. He keeps it real with you, you know, unlike some people on this show. But, yeah, so you got to see Gary in the studio last night. Shots fired. I'm telling you, shots fired. We got to see Darius in the studio. You know, Darius, everybody already know. Anybody that know Darius, he's loyal to his music. So I guess he was trying to fan him, his love of his life last night. What he was saying, soul-searching.
Soul-searching.
I hope you fan that. Love of your life, Darius. Stay tuned to the season. You may see who it is.
Yeah. And y'all got to go check it out, because I thought Tristan and Brandon was going to go in it about Brandon's driving. Tell us a little bit about his driving. Don't give away too much, and then we're going to go into the live.
Oh, my gosh. Orion, you my witness to that.
Brandon
can't drive. Let's put that like that. Brandon ass cannot drive.
He drives too hard.
Chicago, if y'all listening, the DMV, please revoke his damn license. He can't drive. He scared me. Like, I'm all the way in the back seat. I said, I'm like, dude, you driving too fast. His damn car been in the shop 3 times since he had it because he ride it so damn hard. Like, Jesus. Be a little gentle with it. Like, please revoke his license.
But, all right. Well, hey, let's go over here to the line and check in with the people right quick and see what type of questions they got for you. Looks like we're getting more and more callers over here. So, hey, we might be ending up the show this way. Because a lot of people over here. So, all right, we got Malcolm. He's been over here for a minute. What's good, Malcolm? But first, give us a Monsters Radio Urban Weather Report. Tell us where you're at and what's the weather like. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's me, Malcolm, a.k.a. The Lyricist. I am a singer-songwriter, and I also dance model X. Right now in Chicago, it is 56 degrees. I'm not outside. I'm in the house. Rather be warm than cold. So far, the show was amazing. I'm so proud of Tristan. I'm so proud of the cast members. I know Brandon personally, and I know Tristan personally. Mia, she doesn't know that I know her, but I was in school with her in college. So seeing the show last night was amazing. I have questions for Tristan. Tristan, as far as the show, like, overall, how do you think it turned out? Like, do you think it was worthy for everybody to see it? Do you think it was broadcast to the world as a worthy enough show to take on other reality TV shows?
I say that we can take on any YouTube web series that's a reality show or even a scripted show. I think it's really showcased that it's a reality show with the drama, with the hustle, with the loyalty, and with the respect. My show really showcased a real reality show. And when I saw it all come together, it was like, okay, so I'm doing something right. And from what the viewers say, they like the damn show. So, I think it was done perfectly.
Okay, so I have a question. Everybody knows that Darius may be looking for somebody, but as far as you, who are you? You know, who's that special someone in your life? Are you talking to anybody?
Man, what, are you trying to call me out or what?
I'm just being honest.
No, the only person I'm dating is HLR. That's
what
I'm dating.
There it is.
Respect.
So,
but stay tuned to the season. I might pop something out.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, you
I'll be watching.
Know. Gotta watch the whole
you
thing.
You know I'll be watching. You know I'll be watching.
Okay. All right, Malcolm, I got a question for you, though, bro.
Yes, yes.
You said you went to school with Mia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry, I should say her name right, Mia Boss. So was she really like that in high school and college, or you think she's just putting on for the show?
In college, I think I had class where I had music class where she always would come in class with fruit, with yoga. She would come with some type of food and sit with these select few people she used to sit next to me. And how we had a few words, but we never really, you know, talked like that because, you know, this mm-hmm. college, we all don't really know each other. You know, we just trying to do our classes, you know, take our classes and do what we're supposed to do so we can get out. But other than that, she seemed like a sweet girl. She's real. She's down to earth to me. I mean, as far as any other, you know, drama and mm-hmm. stuff like that, nah. She hasn't had no confrontations with me or nobody at the school that I've seen so far, but I know she loved her food. She stayed with food. She stayed with food in class.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's an Underground Dirt exclusive right here on Monsters Radio. What now? Get it from Chi-Town. So, all right, thanks, bro. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to check in with another caller. Hey, Tristan and homie, I think they all got along with it because they didn't piss her off. Hello! I'm just saying, because when she gets mad, she gets mad like a rattlesnake in a tube sock. It is what it is. 773-297. Who we got on the line? Hello? 773-297. All right, well, thank you for tuning in.
I'm guessing they scared.
Well, hey, some people know around here, you know, everybody, you know, we try to encourage them to talk with us, but everybody doesn't have to, you dig? So don't let Tristan hit you with a garbage can and you want to shoot off his pinky toe. If you want to, you know, you can just say I'm supporting the show or whatever, and, you know, we'll keep it moving, you dig? But if I call your number out twice, you don't say nothing, I'm going to do that regardless. So I think this might have been our listener, but they might have fell off and called back in. I'm not for sure, but hold on. Let me see if that's who this is. 313-244 Monsters Radio. Hello. Yeah, I think that was just our listener from earlier. So, all right, let's get to another one. Let's just try this one. 267-897. Who we got on Monsters Radio Live with the cast members of HLR? 267-897. Hello. All right. Thank you for listening. Let's check another one. There's a lot of them over here. Hey, whether they talk or not, hey, you got a lot of support, my brother. 872-202. You going to talk with us? Hello.
Hello. How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. How are you? Who we got on the line?
This is Monet from Chi-Town.
Okay. That's what's up, Monet. All right, you got some questions for us?
Yeah, I have a question for Tristan. You are on this show. You have, I say you seem to be very opinionated to me so far. And I don't really have a question. I have more of a statement. I feel like the black women that's on your show, regardless of what y'all got going on, respect them because they're women. And we don't get enough respect from our black men. And to both of you guys, Orion and Tristan, I love the fact that you guys are representing Chicago and not Chirac. I had a friend last night who lost her father to gun violence, and it was horrible. So thank you for representing Chicago, and you guys have a great night.
Can I say this real? She sounds like President Obama, like she was giving a big old speech. I like it. Thank you, Monet. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
That's what's up. That's a sign of intelligence when they talk like that. I'm just saying. So, all right, looks like you got somebody calling in all the way from the west side. You dig? From LBC itself. Now, hold on, y'all. Now, she's from the hard part of LBC. I can't just walk up to her door. I'm telling you, dog. She got Thuggin' and Buggin' daycare. She said weed and bootleg mixtapes all out the same house. I'm just saying, she got some babies that be banging Huggies, some babies that be banging Pampers, and either one of them will cut you for the Similac. So don't laugh at me. I got to do this bird call to get see what's up with her so she comes to the screen door so I don't get cut. It is what it is. Hey, Cali girl, you at the crib. Hello. Cacao. Cacao. Cacao.
What's good? What's good? What's goody?
What's good, Cali? How you doing tonight?
Nothing. Oh, I'm good. My son's just laughing at me. That's all.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, he's making fun because I told him I was turning my, I'm dyeing my hair purple and then midnight blue.
Okay, that's what's up. But the show's not about you and your purple and blue hair.
Okay. Well,
you
look.
Know? It's about this.
You know, I just tuned in number one, and you know I don't pay attention to what goes on in the show.
Ain't that a bitch? Okay, that's what it's
doing. I'm keeping it 100.
All right, so, check it out. These guys, did a reality show. What type of question would you ask somebody who just did a reality show that came on Sunday night that's getting a great response? What type of question would you ask them in an interview?
Okay. What made you decide to do a reality show and put your business out on TV?
What made me do it? I love reality shows. Like I said, my first reality show I started watching was the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I just loved everything that they was about. They strong, powerful, independent, beautiful black women, and I just loved everything they did. And for me to put my life, like I said, when I started, I was like, I wish I can do my own show. But I knew if I did my own show, that means I'm going to have to put my personal life out, which I was open to that because I'm an open book. I have a lot going on. I've been through a lot. So, you know, I look at it as maybe people can relate and learn from things that I have been through. So that's why I try to showcase on the show this me. It's really me. And like last night, I talked about personal issues that happened with me and my mama a couple of months ago with me being put out, mm-hmm. not by her, but by her husband. So, you know,
I can relate to that.
Other people can relate to the angry stepdaddies doing dirty stuff to their wife or their girlfriend kids. So I'm an open book. I want to try to teach people or show people, and I want people to be able to relate from my story and learn from my story.
Okay. I like that answer. Now, my next question is, where can I watch it at? Because I love reality shows.
Oh, God, you can watch it at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. Just type that in on the search engine, and it'll pop up on YouTube, Hustle Loyalty Respect TV.
Okay, I'll definitely be checking it out.
Thank you for the support.
You're welcome.
And this is for everybody that watches it. When you do watch it, please leave a comment. You dig? Let people know how you feel about the show, those type of things. Share it. Put it in hashtags. Do you guys have a hashtag that goes with the show?
I normally do hashtags. Yeah, well, I do. I like to do hashtag HLR. And another thing, leave questions because we are filming our reunion show in a couple of weeks. So the questions that you guys leave and ask, the host of the reunion show will be answering them questions with all the questions in the same room. So that's good, too. We get, you know, of course, every reunion show have a Q&A. So if you leave questions, we can answer them at the reunion show.
Okay. Now, hey, I want to jump back at Orion right quick. You did before we end up getting closer to the end of the show because I still want to play some more of the music. I didn't take a break because, you know, this interview is going so well. Sir, on the editing, is it hard to edit a reality show? And what type of things are on the chat block that didn't make it on the show?
Well, it's not that it's hard to edit a reality show if you know what you're doing. It's different from when you're editing a movie, just like little things like cutting from a scene to another scene. Usually in movies, you can cut from two different scenes and do so many crazy things with it. You have full control, But because you know what's going to happen. With a reality show, you shoot hours and hours of footage, and then you go back into it later on at home or in a studio or whatever, and then you go in and you look at all your footage, and then you build a story from what you got. So you have to it's a lot of time of just watching all the, like, you're pretty much repeating the day over and over again, trying to find out the best things to make a story out of. And so that's probably the hardest thing, is just sitting there for hours and watching it. But once that happens, it's really easy.
Okay. So what type of thing didn't make it onto the show?
Oh, something that didn't make it? it's a lot of stuff that didn't make it. A lot of stuff with Darius in the studio, he had a lot of good things, and it was kind of hard to pick out what to put. It was a lot of discussion about music in Chicago versus music in other places. It was also more footage of them inside, like, the grocery store. Brandon goofing around with Tristan.
Yeah, Brandon played a stupid-ass prank on me, too, that day, that y'all saw in the trailer, I think. I was picking up a juice, and he going to say real loud, he's stealing. I was like, this motherfucker trying to get me locked up. I'm going to make it. Now, how am I supposed to produce a show in jail? How do I supposed to produce a reality show in jail? Now, what am I going to do, the Orange the New Black show up in jail or something? Come on, now. That was the biggest stupid this movie can do.
It was just a lot of stuff.
Smelling like a pipe bomb.
Well, Tristan, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but we are going to put some of that as some extras later on in the week, right?
Oh, yeah. We were planning on, like, doing a little episode where the stuff that didn't make it to the show, we put it all into a little clip so y'all can see the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because filming a reality show, that's pretty fun. Like, honestly, if you come on board, we have fun. It really is. Like, watching it from TV, and once you realize that it's a camera following you, like, we got Orion and the other cameraman following us all day long, and it's like, you think about other reality shows, you're like, damn, I'm really doing it. Like, I'm like the next Nene Leakes or something like that. It's pretty nice, the next Soulja Boy. You know, it's fun. It really is fun.
Okay.
I tell anybody that's got a dream, if you have a dream, I say follow it. And go big, go hard, even if it's little. Even if you opening up a candy store at your house, I say promote it, do a radio interview, just get it, go hard. Go hard with any little dream or big dream that you got going on. You know, this may be little to some people, but I'm going hard with it. Look, I'm on a radio interview tonight with E-Monsters on Monsters Radio. I went hard.
Oh, wait.
You know, that was the goal. I went hard. You go hard for anything that you want. You know, my mama told me about last year, she was watching some movie about some lady that was in the Olympics or something. Her family, she didn't have no support, but her family supported her. And she said and told me, she said, son, I'm going to support you with anything you do. Because even if it's little, big, or whatever, I'm going to always have your back. I'm getting all emotional in that. So I'm always have your back, and I'm always be Team Tristan, you know, and that was nice hearing her say that, because even if nobody else support me, she's going to be on my back, like, let's go, let's do this, and buy my mom my house one day, hopefully.
Right,
that was pretty
nice. Yeah. Okay, I'm definitely going to let you tell people about your season 2, how they can sign up or whatever, whatnot. But I want to ask you, at the end of the entire season, what do you want people to have taken from your show?
What I want people to take is, where do I sign up to come on to season 2? That's what I want people to take. That's what I want people to do. That's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to be like, okay, this dude has showed his ass, and I can't wait for him to show it again for season 2. That's what I want people to take and do. That's what I want. And I want people to, you know, understand that once, like I said, once you follow something that you've been wanting to do for a long time, it feels pretty damn good. You know, it really does.
Right.
So
right.
One of my friends, he opening up a phone store, like trying to sell phone cases, man. He was talking about it today. If you guys listening, DeAndre, go for it. Make it happen. And once you finish it, make sure you make me a phone case with my logo on it so I can put it on my cell phone so I can rock my logo. You know?
That's what's up. What about you, Orion? What impression do you want people to take from the show at the end of the season?
Like we said, Chicago is more than just the violence and all the negative. Chicago is a wonderful place, and there's wonderful people here, and positive-minded people, and people that's striving and chasing their dreams. And so I want to really let people get that from the show, as well as just pretty much a good time. I think that if somebody watches the show and they laugh or makes their day, we did something good in somebody else's life. So if they enjoy our show, then I think that's a really good thing.
Okay. Well, all right, go ahead and tell people, I guess, you know, where they can contact you guys for more information on anything with the show, you dig, whether it's about casting or sponsoring or supporting, anything like that.
Well, you can definitely follow my Instagram page at the_real_Tristan, TRISTIAN. And you can follow, add me on Facebook at Tristan Hendrix, TRISTIAN, and Hendrix with the X. Definitely subscribe. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Hustle Loyalty Respect TV. Subscribe, share, get the word out. Talk to your friends, talk to your cousins, talk to the little kids. Tell the little kids that's going to preschool, first grade, kindergarten, all of them. Tell them go talk about it. Talk to everybody. Get the word out. HLR is taking over. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, HLR, Hustle Loyalty Respect Chicago, is taking over web series. Every Sunday, you can catch Hustle Loyalty Respect.
What time?
And every Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock Eastern.
Okay.
Now, we were a little late last night because, of course, we have technical issues. You know, it wasn't our fault.
Mm-hmm.
The episode was done. You know, we had a little problems, but, hey, we got past it, and people's loving the show now.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, make sure y'all go over there, check it out. I'm going to give you a second, bro. Make sure y'all go over there, check it out. Watch the whole thing. It's a world premiere, big hour show. Now, aren't the other episodes, are they shorter?
Yeah, they like 30 to 20 minutes. 20 minutes to like 30 minutes long. It varies.
Okay.
It's going to probably be a little different. But, yeah, this night we did do it big, and we got a lot of hands. Just because it was a piece of premiere, we wanted to show off. So, you know, hey.
That's what's up. So, all right, it's an hour show. So make sure y'all go check it out, and please make sure you leave a comment before you share on Facebook,
yes,
Instagram, Twitter, and all other social networks. Sorry, Orion. Go ahead, bro.
Okay. You can add me on Facebook at Orion Craig, O'RION Craig, CRAIG, or you can just go to Facebook / Orion C. You can subscribe to me on YouTube at Orion Craig Studios on YouTube, as well as my production team YouTube page is Ascension Films, so you can subscribe to us there as well, and that's it. Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So I let me see. Actually, we got one more caller. I don't think I called out over here. Let's go ahead and try to see if they got a question for you. See if they want to show some support. Cause sometimes people come on the show, man, they don't get on. Ooh, we used to see the emails I get. It is what it is. 630-632, you're up next, Monsters Radio, on our live show. You got a question for us? Hello.
Not Tristan.
Oh, Jesus. Ice Mike,
yeah.
What do you want? I thought you were coming on.
Don't give me that bullshit.
Uh-oh.
Tristan. I'm having another Riley moment tonight.
You know I got to my ass, man.
Oh, wait.
You said you wasn't coming on. You said you wasn't coming on. Where are you coming from?
Bro, I just got off work, right? Then my boss was nagging me, so, you know, I had to calm down for a moment. Cause, you know, I was going to snap off, but, you know, I had to retrain myself for a minute. I'm cool now.
See, that's why he came on to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you got to love Ice Mike. You got to love Ice Mike. I'm telling you, Ice Mike, that's bro right there. That's bro right there. You got to love you some Ice Mike. Ice Mike, even though he be having Wiley moments. You know, I don't know why.
No, it's because Wiley thought he tried it. That's why I had to shut him down quick. I'm sorry.
He said, "Cause why?"
Well, you know, this was supposed to be your interview, me and your interview tonight. So we had to get the
ladies and gentlemen,
ladies and gentlemen, Ice Mike the rapper, he's in the house. At the very last minute of the show.
Yeah, the best come last.
That's a Wiley moment. You can count that.
Right. Another Wiley moment, bro.
Tristan throwing shade.
He's been throwing shade all night.
Well, y'all know I got shade in my blood. But what's going on, bro? You just got off from work. You was feeding the old people tonight. How was work tonight?
Man, if I tell y'all, man, y'all would throw up.
Do you have any questions for us?
Do I have any questions? Yeah, Tristan. I told you I was gonna call in, and I got off like around 6 o'clock, and you had your phone. So what's up with that?
I was doing an interview. What you thought I was?
Nick, I don't give an eye.
Talk to you.
Woo!
Oh, one of my friends, Malcolm, just texted. Malcolm just texted me. He said, tell Ice Mike, can I do a song with him?
Who?
One of my friends. He wanted to do a song with you.
All right. That's cool.
Well.
Nigga, wait.
Okay. What's next, Ice Mike? What else you want?
What else I want?
He told me what else you want.
Right.
Like he bothered you or something.
Right.
He is. He is bothering me.
Nigga, you know,
see,
you blow me up.
You fired. You can't come back for season two now. You fired.
I made Tristan.
You say what?
I made you, Tristan.
Oh,
you better.
I did.
Made you.
Last time I checked, I was your damn manager. How you made me? I'm your manager.
Nigga, I dropped you like a UPS packet.
So now you still owe that with ratchetness, Darius. So continue to make music with him.
I dropped his ass too. I'm solo dolo.
That's fucked up, man.
That is insane. You dropped everybody.
Hell yeah,
hey,
man.
That's what I'm saying, y'all. Y'all gotta go check the show out. These guys are wild. Hey, like I said earlier. I really don't watch much TV, but I sure enough be watching this right here. So these guys go in. You got to check out the show every Sunday. And like I said, please leave a comment right before you share on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all other social networks. So, all right, you guys want to do some shout-outs before we get up out of here? We'll start out with Ice Mike, actually. Sorry. So, hold on, we'll get you last, bro. You got some shout-outs, Ice Mike?
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to ATLR. You know, we're taking over, you know what I'm saying? It's our time. You know, shout out to everybody on the cast members. Shout out to Chicago, man. Shout out to O'Brien, man. You know, you did your shit, man, with the filming. You know what I'm saying? I might come holler at you for a music video, so stay tuned for that. I mean, just shout out to everybody regardless. Shout out to E-Monster, man, for having us on the show, man. So, shout out.
That's what's up. Thanks for being on, bro. So, all right, you go ahead there, Orion.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say shout-out to UE Monster, shout-out to Chicago, Hustle to Respect, shout-out to everybody. Thanks for listening and watching.
That's what's up. Okay.
Thanks for being on the show. Shout-out to UE Monster, of course.
I didn't call your name yet. I mean, damn, hold on.
No, I'm fucking with
Well,
you.
Now
go
I gotta
ahead,
take
bro.
My thank you back now.
Monster.
No, all those
to
the side. Big shout out to you, Monster, because you really been a big help. Shout out to Malcolm texting me, telling me to get him a shout out. So shout out to you too. Shout out to my cast members, my cameraman Orion, my mama, because she keeps texting me too, talking, telling me what to do and stuff. I don't know why. But shout out to her. Shout out to my supporters, family, friends, everybody. I hope everybody's enjoying the season as much as I am. And stay tuned for more. The season only gets better.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, all right, y'all, that's what it do. When is your next interview? Well, I guess the next interview is tomorrow with
yeah,
Balls.
And Mia
Brandon.
And Brandon.
Ooh, we. Now, if y'all tuned in last week, all I'm going to say is somehow we had Mia and Chrissy on the phone. You better go back and check the archive. It's going to go down tomorrow, I guarantee you. So, hey, that's what it do. Actually, I think I do know Malcolm. He says he's a dancer, right? I think he used to be a backup dancer for Shalimar. I don't know. I think that, no, maybe that's not him. It is what it is. Look, half of y'all going, who the hell is Shalimar? It is what it is. So, all right, y'all, tune in tomorrow, same time, same ugly-ass channel right here on Blog Talk Radio. So, hey, I'm E-Monster. We're going to make it do what it do. And also, don't forget, share with your friends. Let them know, hey, check me out on the radio tonight on Monstrous Radio with the cast member from HLR. So that's what it do. All right, I'm going to get up out of here. On my way out, I'm going to play a little bit of this song right here. This is right here, one of my favorites now on Wet, Wet Wednesday. This right here is Ice Mike and Darius. Ooh-wee. They like Pac and Shug. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
All I do, I swear.